Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague in the Czech Republic, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Irina Cilic. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Hello.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. You are screening, let's say that, but well, hopefully, I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days, but basically, your film is in the program of the festival, and it's called The Earth is Blue as an Orange. It's kind of a tradition for us to let the filmmaker say a few words to introduce the movie and just tell us a little bit about what it's about. Would you care to do that for our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet?
That's my favorite question. What is your film about?
But and we get rid of it. The first question, we get rid of it, and then we don't have to think about it.
No, no, but that's okay. I'm prepared. So my film is based on the observation of the family who live in the war zone, that is in Donbas, Ukraine. And they are the single mother and four kids who, despite all the circumstances, are quite funny and brave and optimistic. And what was the most interesting for me and my team, they are shooting films by themselves, and that is really unique.
Why are they shooting these films?
Everything has started actually from two girls from this family. They have participated in the cinema camp for children in the war zone. So they tried how to make films, and they fell in love in cinema. And then they brought this passion to their home. And what was really cool, their mother, who is the mother of four kids, and she's single again, she also learned the process of editing by herself, and she started to help her kids to make some small videos. And then they decided to shoot the short film about the experience during the wartime, and we were observing them. So that is somehow the film within a film, but not only, actually.
What is this camp that you mentioned there?
The name of the camp is Yellow Bus, and that is a very cool project, as to my opinion, because different professional filmmakers, Ukrainian filmmakers, arrange cinema camps for children which live in the war zone. So I was one of the tutors in one of the camps, and that was a really special experience, because when you see these different kids, teenagers who live there and who are so, I don't know, they got used to the war, and it's something boring, it's something like routine for them, and cinema is a magic world for these people, and it was really weird and surreal, to observe them.
So is that where you met them? And then did you meet the family after meeting the girls?
Actually, I've started to observe a few lines with few different teenagers, but then I had the feeling that I came to some dead end. And then some other girl, she invited me and my DOP to their home, to the other town, which is called Krasnohorivka, and actually it is located in the red zone. It's really dangerous one. And we came here and we saw that family and the house, and the atmosphere of this house is so special, because you see all that people, and they have lots of cats and some other animals. And the city is very interesting also. I mean, interesting, maybe that is not the right word, but you feel that parallel dimensions of war and peace, which are so close to each other there. And that was so impressive for me and my team that we decided very fast that we could shoot actually the whole movie just about them.
Would you say that you were familiar with, as you called it, the red zone before you started filming this project?
Yeah, actually, the Donbas is not something new for me, because I've been there plenty of times during the wartime, because I'm also the writer, and I had different literary readings in the frontline zone. And my husband, he's a writer too, but he has served as a soldier in the Ukrainian armed forces. So we had that really surreal dates in the war zone before. And then I was shooting two short documentaries about women at war. And that was my, new project about civilians who live there. Yeah. And it was really a special experience for me.
Was it difficult to kind of get to know the family, though, at first, or were they happy to let you in with your cameras? Obviously, you know, not everyone would be welcoming when you come in with cameras.
You know, we were lucky because, first of all, they know something about cinema process, and they love cinema, and they were very open from the very beginning. Of course, we had different periods in our relationships because we were shooting them throughout the year, and it's always not so easy. I mean, we were coming again and again, and we were living in their house for weeks sometimes. But actually, we became friends then, and that was a long journey.
Yeah.
And we had different, different experiences together. The most difficult thing for me as director, because that is my debut film and the documentary is something new for me, was that huge sense of responsibility for your characters. Because when you are shooting these real people and their real lives, you have that power to make actually different films about them and to convey different kind of truth about them. And when you feel that kind of power, you understand that you should be very carefully, especially when you become friends and when you feel as a part of their family.
Yeah. But while you were filming the movie, did you know where the story was going to go? Because you said that you shot them throughout the year, but did you have an idea of what the driving story would be for the final work?
That is a question, because from the very beginning I did not have the script, and that was a big mistake. Then I realized that actually you have to have the script, and then you change it a few times because when at the very beginning you suppose that you will shoot something, but when you shoot some real things and you know what kind of things you're able to make. And then actually the main script is born in the editing room. So I've changed a few times my attitude to this film also. And, you know, from the very beginning, for example, I did not realize that this line of a film within a film could be so special. But many people from different, I don't know, workshops, pitchings, they just told me, come on, Ira, that is something really unique about your characters, because we've seen so many films about people who live in the war zone, but they are different. They are not the passive victims. They try to direct their lives somehow.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually, because this film is not your typical film about a war zone, because it's actually full of warmth and even funny moments, charming moments. Did you always know that that was the tone that you wanted to have in the movie, or were you expecting something else?
Yeah, that was important for me, and that was my goal, because actually I did not want to shoot one more film about the war in Ukraine. We have plenty of them. And it was much more important to show these people who are invisible for the big world, but in fact they are so cool, so brave, and they try to struggle for this normality in their own way. And also what was really special when we were observing them, how they were shooting their film, we actually realized that that is also some kind of transforming of traumatic experience into art, because when they were recreating some situations from their past that were really terrible and difficult for them, that was their way to deal somehow with that. And that was also the special thing.
To deal with it, cope and understand it. Yeah, I definitely got that. That's pretty cool. But why, you mentioned that it was important. Why would you say that it is important to represent this type of situation in a positive and warm?
You know, maybe this story is also somehow personal, but all of us, we ask ourselves how to deal with all this situation, because we live in the country which is in war for the seventh year already, and we can't put our lives on standby regime. I mean, we have to find our ways how to live, how to see this light in the end of this tunnel, and maybe that's why these people impressed me so much, because I'm looking for something like that in my life too.
A light at the end of the tunnel. Is it also because it's just so difficult to actually see an end to this war?
Yes, sure, because we can't actually know what will happen next, but we need to live here and now, and that is also a goal of this film.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.